This goes out to the AVS fam, to the crew getting ready at the Pepsi can. DJ Triple T banging thunder with the high jams. My dog Bernie Yan smiles in the West stands.
The ColoradoHockey.com podcast is brought to you by FSFAM.com, AVSFAM.com.
In the coach's own words, Semyon Varlamov has been shut down for the rest of the year to recover from hip surgery. The surgery is aimed at solving his long-standing and ongoing groin issues, but may well be just what he needs to get his mental game back together as well. While it sucks for any competitive athlete to be down and out, this surgery has a few underlying elements that may well be the best thing to happen to Varley in a long, long time. Behold, the three reasons we think this might actually be a good thing for Varley. Number one, he gets to get healthy for real this time. No more playing through the issues, tweaking things, getting hurt, and performing at subpar ability. It's time to get back to 100% and see if a healthy body can solve some of the performance issues we've seen in the last couple of years. Number two, this is almost as good as a no-trade clause if you think about it. While anything is possible, he has essentially been told that he will be the starter next year, or at least the guy to beat going into camp next year. Much of this probably has to do with his limited trade value at this point, but nonetheless, he has been given a huge break for the rest of the season and will get a fresh and healthy start going into next season. Number three. By the time that Varley is back in nets, it should be a very different Avalanche team in front of him. The Avs will shed a lot of the old-timer weight, they might be able to trade off a few of the big contracts, and the young talent coming up will be hungry and more willing to buy into the coaching game plan, which should take a little bit of the heat off of Varley or whoever is in nets at that point. So for Varley, this may suck on the surface, but I don't think it'll take long for Varley to see the bright side of the situation and the chance he has in front of him to rise from the ashes when the next NHL season rolls around. Here's hoping for the best for and from Varley in the future. Until then, the youth movement is alive and well in the Colorado Avalanche Nets. Hey, let's play this fun game where we talk about trades. It's going to take like 60 seconds. Put a timer on if you want because we don't really have much to say about it. And guess what? Nobody else does either. Nobody knows, not even Adrian Dater. He might get a phone call before anybody else does and get the scoop on it because he's put a lot of years into having contacts and having people give him scoops. But he doesn't know any better than anybody else does. Sure, he sits in the press box just like all those other guys in the press do. But nobody really knows what's going on or who's making what offer or who's trying to get one past Joe or who's actually going to make a legit offer that Joe might go for. It's one of those things where nobody really knows till it happens. If you enjoy that grind and you want to play the game where you search every single day to try to find out what the trade rumors are, go for it. But you could save yourself some time and some anger and some energy by just letting it happen. It's going to happen and you're going to have nothing to say about it unless you're in Joe's back pocket, but you're not. So relax. Enjoy the ride. So when it comes to hockey that isn't actually in-season hockey, it's one of those things where I don't really get the point of it. I mean, why are you going to take all the best players in the league, put them in a funsies game, and see if somebody gets hurt? And the players are trying not to get hurt, which makes it not very exciting, and at the end of the day, who really cares if a bunch of millionaires win $1 million? Maybe that's making them try a little bit harder because there's something on the line, but at the end of the day, they're just going to go right back to their teams and try to pick it up where they were. I don't think that the timing of the NHL All-Star game is really that ideal, and I think maybe they should look at a model more like the Pro Bowl in football. Maybe they should do it after the season's over, especially if they're going to back off on things like Olympics and extracurricular tournaments. So for me, the NHL All-Star game is really just a bust. It's not worth it, and seeing Snoop didn't make it any better, and all the celebrities. Okay, here's one thing that was awesome. Justin Bieber getting his face smashed in by Chris Pronger. That was pretty good. I like that. That's an awesome picture if you haven't seen it, by the way. But outside of that, I think it's really time to rethink what the All-Star game is and why they're even doing it. And lastly, a very brief opinion on the 100 best players in the NHL. First of all, the game has changed in 100 years, 50 years, 10 years. It's changed in 5 years. And to say this player is better than that player, it's really an unfair comparison. They probably should have done that a different way. Number two, if you're going to omit people like the Sundins and you're going to include somebody like Jonathan Toews, I think there's a flaw in the system. That's all I got to say about that.
FSFAM. Well, I guess you had enough of all this hockey coaching stuff, and now you're off to that old golf course in the sky. But whatever, Patty, see ya. We got a new coach to coach and lead us. Tell me why you had to be so patty, why? Why you had to be so patty, why? Why? Why you had to be so patty, why? Why? Why you had to be so petty? Why you had to be so petty? Why? Now the core is getting older, but the chip up on your shoulder and the decisions that Joe didn't let you make. The man's got you tripping mad, and we all know that petty don't play that. Tell me why you had to be so petty? Why? Ah, peace out, petty. Why? No hard feelings. Hashtag next era.